So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tunein.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
We are back, and we have Greg in Illinois has pledged 50, and Lynn in PA has pledged 35. Thank you, thank you. All right, we are back, Wendy, and go ahead and give yourself a... I know you want to get your beauty sleep tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, I got an early morning appointment tomorrow. I do.
All righty, so give yourself a good another commercial before you got to go, because we need you. We need your natural herbs.
Well, absolutely, you know, and just to be clear, God gets all the credit every day, all the time for his herbs, okay? So we got to make sure we give him the credit. They can give us a call for a free product catalog. Our number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. They can request one up on the website, thepowerherbs.com, and it's sent first-class mail to you. So if anybody's out there requested one, we're still sending them out. So allow up to 10 days for delivery.
All right, very good. Wendy, did you know that since they've dropped that down from 77 years in 2019 to 73 years, Joe is way past his expiration date?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, I'm past my date, but so are some friends of mine.
Yeah, and I'm older than him. So things are, well, you know what, Joe? We're not going to let that discourage us, are we?
No, I don't worry about that. Wendy, one question. We did something with you a long time ago. We're talking about when I was young, there were very few injections given to children, the vaccines, different things. And now there's how many? I think there's some crazy number, like 40, 45 different things. And you were talking about if these have the toxicity with aluminum or
mercury.
Mercury in them. Well, if you give 4 or 5 times the number of vaccines, you're increasing exponentially the bad stuff, right?
Yeah, and as that one journal article pointed out, that you know the brain and the kidneys hold on to those heavy metals, and
right, they don't go away.
One urologist told me that that the body will attempt to flush out those heavy metals through your elimination channels, and he said it'll try to get as many out of the brain as possible. And they migrate to the bowel, and then they can lodge in the bowel tissue, and that can happen over a 2-week period. So apparently some remain in the brain tissue. But, you know, there haven't been any studies on the accumulative effects of all these metals on repeated doses, and it's just astonishing. It's a negligent thing to do, but science doesn't test also vaccines for cancer. Because they don't want to know. That's why they don't test for it.
You just hit it. They don't want to know. They want to continue making the vaccines, making huge amounts of money, and they don't want to know any more than that.
Yeah. So, or they would conduct that, and astonishingly, our FDA doesn't require it. You know, they just...
The FDA was, look at how they've lied and led us on COVID, and yeah, never mind.
Since 2019, the cancer rates in a number of countries have gone up over 70%.
Yeah.
I think it was some research here on the COVID vaccine from Senator Johnson, Ron Johnson. He had his staff dig into the negative effects of the vaccine, and they collected information from the VIRS, adverse event reporting system. Astonishingly, if they went off of the expected notion or published notion that 70% of the COVID vaccines were actually administered, they said on those statistics, 25.5 per million doses that were administered produced death. And he says, compared to your influenza shot, which is 0.46 per million doses. So a 55% chance of death from that vaccine.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, young lady, we know that you...
Didn't hear that on Fox News, right?
No.
Yeah. It's...
But Wendy is our Fox. There you go.
I don't know. That's too cute, Pastor, but thank you. But on that note, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. It was lovely to be with you.
God bless you. Thanks, Wendy. I'm glad your eyes are okay now. It's really good to be able to see.
Well, if I just stay away from some foods that, you know, I'm allergic to, I do fine.
All righty. Very good. All right. Thank you. God bless. Have a good night there. And, you know, we want to say, too, for one of the folks that we have, Chuck, who Ressinger, one of our people that listened to us, he just had eye surgery, and it was very, very serious surgery. We want to praise the good Lord. He came through it, and for the first time in I don't know how many years, he doesn't have to put eye drops in. And way to go, Chuck. Okay, very good.
Another blessing God gives us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, folks, I got to say, Maryland and California pledged 100, and Anonymous in Cleveland pledges 50. Thank you, Maryland. Thank you. The number is 888-281-1110. That's credit card number 2, 888-677-9673. This is very important, so I hope you can get a pen and paper, and I'll try to give this at the bottom of the hour, too, folks. Very important. As you know, here in Ohio, we passed the SAFE Act. The Ohio legislature passed the SAFE Act. And the SAFE Act simply is legislation to say, look, you're not going to take minors and mutilate these young kids. You're not going to castrate the young boys and cut off the breasts of the young girls and here because ghoulish people can make a lot of money doing that. And so the idea is to confuse the young people, and they're, you know, again, so Governor DeWine, I cannot believe he did that. I mean, this is probably, Mike, this has to end your political career, but he vetoed House Bill 68, the Ohio Savings Adolescent from Experimentation. That's the Ohio Saving Adolescents from Experimentation Act. But now the House overrode his veto. The House overrode his veto by a large number. And now we're asking you to call the Ohio Senate. We're asking you to call your senators, you in Ohio here, and ask them to support overturning the veto, to vote to overturn Governor DeWine's veto. And if you don't know who your senator is, I can't be giving all the different phone numbers out there for all the different areas in Ohio. But if you'll call 1-800-282-0253, that's 1-800-282-0253, and just tell them where you live, and they can tell you who your state senator is, and then call that office and encourage them, tell them, please vote. Because that vote is coming up on January the 24th. That's coming up 24th, and that's very soon. So please do that. I'm going to continue to try to announce this between now and then. Now, Ronald Reagan, in my lifetime, I think the two best presidents we had was Ronald Reagan and, well, that fella named Donald Trump, right?
Yeah. In our lifetime, definitely.
And Ronald Reagan was known for his words of wisdom. And so you put together a little group, if you will, of these words of wisdom, just little clips that he has. And it's something to really just think about. And it's not real long, but folks, let's listen to President Ronald Reagan.
The very nature of time. that it runs on more quickly than any of us would wish, and I must compress all that I want to say into a few brief and fleeting minutes. Now, perhaps that in itself represents one of the lessons that I can impart, the preciousness of each moment.
And this is so important as you look to the future. You see, in the 21st century, staying employed will mean more than just knowing something. It'll mean being able to keep on learning. It'll mean having character and discipline and being proud of yourselves. Learning to learn. Learning to look to the future with confidence. We're moving from an age of things to an age of thoughts, of mind over matter. It is the mind of man, free to invent, free to experiment, free to dream, that will shape the economy and the world of the future.
You will discover as you get older that certain things are so much a part of your life that you'll remember them always. You'll remember how you felt about things, about successes, and yes, disappointments. You know, every generation is critical of the generation that preceded it. Our generation felt that way, and so will yours. But in casting aside the old, don't throw out those values that have been tested by time just because they're old. We want to tell you all that we have learned. We want to paint for you our own experience so vividly that you'll be able to avoid our heartaches while you double and redouble your joys. And then we find we have nothing at our disposal but words, weak and feeble instruments. Still, we must try. Every modicum of knowledge that can be truly and rightly transmitted from one generation to the next can prove invaluable.
Don't be concerned because you haven't made up your mind. I graduated from college with a degree in economics and sociology, and still had not been able to pin down exactly what I wanted to do. The demand was just maybe to get a job of any kind because I graduated at the very depth of the Great Depression, 1932. It wasn't until I went back to my summer job to get a little money to go job hunting after I'd graduated. My summer job was lifeguarding at a river beach in my hometown. And there were people who came out from the city and corporate heads and so forth with their families every summer, and I'd taught their children to swim, and one was there, and he told me that if I could tell him what I wanted to do, he had contacts with a number of businesses and areas, he would do what he could to get me a job. And I went home, and I thought, and I finally realized that in spite of my degree in economics and sociology, I didn't have the nerve to say I wanted to be an actor. But radio was pretty new, and I said, I wanted to be a sports announcer. He said, well, I don't have any contacts. There's nothing I can do to help you there. But he said, maybe that's better. Let me give you some advice. He gave me the best advice I've ever had. He said, you start out knocking on doors, telling people them at those doors what you want to do, businesses. And someplace along the line, even in this depression, you'll find someone in a radio station. Don't ask to be a radio or a sports announcer. He said, just ask for anything because you believe in the future of radio. Anything inside the station, and then take your chances on there from getting to what you want. And then you'll get a job. And he says, don't get discouraged if you go to a lot and knock on a lot of doors. Remember, a salesman sometimes has to make 250 calls before he makes a sale. It turned out to be the greatest advice I was ever given.
You already have a voice. Make it heard. You're free to be whatever you want to be with no one and nothing stopping you. In a free society, you're free to invent yourself, to turn yourself into a great teacher, a race car driver, a minister, or a movie star, or a grower and seller of flowers. You could be anything. It's your invention, and there's nothing to stop you.
Don't let it bother you that you haven't made that decision yet. You'll change your mind many times before it comes the right moment. But then when it comes, just knock on the door of whatever you've chosen to do and ask until you find somebody that'll let you in.
Now we have arrived, as we always do, at the moment of truth. It is time to clean house, to clean out the privileges and perks, clean out the arrogance and the big egos. clean out the scandals, the corner cutting, and the foot dragging. Let's not dismiss our current troubles. But where they see only problems, I see possibilities as vast and diverse as the American family itself. Whether we come from poverty or wealth, Christian or Jewish, from big cities or small towns, we are all equal in the eyes of God. That's not enough. We must be equal in the eyes of each other. We can no longer judge each other on the basis of what we are, but must instead start finding out who we are. Our origins matter less than our destinations, and that's what democracy is all about.
We can assert that the time has come to move forward. Let us leave behind suspicion between our peoples and replace it with understanding.
It's a philosophy you can live by. In fact, I hope you do.
As a matter of fact, I believe with all my heart that if a generation of young people throughout the world could get to know each other, they would never make war upon each other.
That no force on earth can stop individuals from achieving great goals when they have the will and the heart to pull together and work together. It's good for society when we all know that no one is manipulating the system to their advantage because they're rich and powerful. But it's also good for society when everyone pays something, that everyone makes a contribution. We must not let the creation of wealth become a preoccupation with material things. We've made so much economic progress in our country, but it'll mean very little if your children look back at your days as a time of materialism and selfishness and looking out for number one. But money's only money unless it represents genuine commitment. There's an old American tradition called the house raising. The pioneers out west would get together and build each other's houses. That was a long time ago, but it's still going on. Every time someone helps a lonely old man or woman in a shelter for the poor, that's a house raising. I wish you a nation of strength and wealth and power. But more than that, I wish you a nation where the house raising continues. Remarkable things are happening everywhere. People of all nations, people of all races and faiths have learned to live in harmony. Our children have been able to grow up in prosperity and freedom. It falls to us now, as it soon shall fall to you, to preserve and strengthen the peace. Surely no man can have a greater goal than that of protecting the next generation against the destruction and pain of warfare. But what's really important is what inspired us to do these things. What's really important is the philosophy that guided us. The whole thing can be boiled down to a few words. Freedom, freedom, and more freedom. But whatever you do with it, you will be the one who's doing the doing. You'll make the decisions. You'll have the autonomy. I know a fellow who once bought into a little hamburger stand out west. He's just a regular guy, but he worked hard, advertised, and the little stand prospered. You may have heard of it. It's called McDonald's. Hope finds its expression in hard work.
Our proudest moments are yet to be. Our most glorious achievements are just ahead.
And no matter how full our own lives have been, we say with Thomas Jefferson, I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past.
Let us all renew our commitment, renew our pledge to day by day, person by person, make our country and the world a better place to live. May every dawn be a great new beginning. We are beginning still. Every day brings fresh challenges and opportunities to match.
Go for it. Reach those heights. Excel.
Keep it up. Keep on saying yes to life.
Never forget your heroic origins. Never fail to seek divine guidance, and never lose your natural, God-given optimism.
Enjoy your freedom, breathe it in, use it to create the most important and moving thing a man or woman can create, a decent and meaningful life.
May each of you have the heart to conceive, the understanding to direct, and the hand to execute works that will make the world a little better for your having been here. I want you to know that I have always had the highest respect for you, for your common sense and intelligence, and for your decency. I have always believed in you and in what you could accomplish, and whatever else history may say about me when I'm gone, I hope it will record that I appeal to your best hopes, not your worst fears, to your confidence rather than your doubts.
There you go. That was Ronald Reagan and those immortal words when he was once asked, what is your strategy for a war with Russia? He said these words, we win, they lose.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, it's not Russia today. The communists are here. They walk among us, and the battle is won here where we have the enemy again.
We're thin, but we go back to we win, they lose is the way to look, right?
All righty. 888, folks. So we only have 39 minutes left here tonight, and we're far short of our goal, but we're just going to do what we can. That's all. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110, and we will do whatever we can to try to stay on the station that you're listening to us on now. You got our word on that. We always have. Give it our best. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. From day one in this ministry, Joe, we know that we were fighting for the Lord. He was our boss. In other words, so we never gave him less, never gave him less than our best. That's what all Christians should do, right?
Amen. He's still our boss, and the way this ministry is run, we are doing the work, and the listeners, your donations pay the bills. None of us have ever taken, Pastor Ernie has never taken a dime in 50 years on the radio, and no one working with him has. We're doing this because the Lord called all of us, I guess, on the team to be watchmen on the wall, support Pastor Ernie. And it's been in the listeners' hands. The stations have to pay for themselves since we don't sell things, advertise. If you want to hear us on the station you're listening to, we need you to donate. And we know that it's a very, very, very small percent of the listeners donate. If even we've talked about it, 5-10% of all the listeners out there would, you know, $5-10 a month, we would never have to do another fundraiser. So prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. If you want to, you know, keep hearing from us, we have to hear from you. That is the simple fact.
All right. Every now and then, Joe, we get a letter from somebody with a check saying, you know, I've been listening to you for 20 years and never given, and I'm giving now. And you know, even apologies saying we should have been supporting you all along because we've never get compromised, have we? We have never compromised. All right. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. The fellows are sitting back there just staring at those phones, hoping they light up so they can help us stay on the air. Catching the fraud. Check My Vote investigators uncover fake Michigan addresses on voter rolls. Yeah, I remember this. One address had 19 registered voters. 8 of them voted in the 2020 and 2022 elections. Joe, I remember what Michigan there at the Board of Elections, a truck pulled up. There were people there on the outside. They had locked all the Republicans out, and a truck pulled up, a box truck, and they opened the back and right printed big, bold letters right on the boxes, Biden ballots. They right there it was, bringing in all these phony, fake ballots there. So the article goes on to say, Michigan citizens and clerks across the state were not informed of an ongoing statewide voter registration fraud investigation that began only 1 month before the 2020 election. SOS Jocelyn Benson, communist and MIAG, Dana Nessel. Now, in 2016, Donald J. Trump shocked the nation when he won the state of Michigan, but in 2020, the nation watched his significant lead disappear in the wee hours of the morning on the day after the 2020 election. We watched this ourselves.
We saw it happen, yeah.
With 90.9% of the vote accounted for in 2020, Joe Biden went from trailing President Donald J. Trump in Michigan the entire day to suddenly taking an incredible 200,000 vote lead. Those were those boxes they brought in, yeah. It goes on. Election-related lawsuits were dismissed by leftist judges across the state of Michigan. The life of the teenage daughter of Monica Palmer, chair of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers, was threatened after she refused to vote to certify the Detroit election, where the election results were being called into question, according to official records. Key signatures that were reportedly required to certify the 2020 election are still missing from the documents in Wayne County. Again, you had the corrupt, very, very, in fact, completely corrupt Benson and Michigan AG Dana Nessel. I mean corrupt. Now, Antrim County, Michigan became a national news story when it was discovered that tens of thousands of votes tabulated by Dominion voting machines were flipped from Trump to Biden and explicitly giving Joe Biden the lead in a solidly red Republican county. The mistake was simply explained away as to outrage voters as a human error by the clerk. You know, I want to just stop here for a minute, Joan. Talk about, you have these people. First of all, Nikki Haley. I don't trust Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, her, a lot of her money that's coming in are coming from Democrats, Joe.
Right, billionaire donors, and they were, running in to support her on the there in Ohio. A lot of her votes came from Democrats crossing the aisle to vote.
Now she's been out there saying
happened in New Hampshire. I don't know if she can still win, but it's going to be a lot of those independents or Democrats that are going to be voting for her.
I don't think she's going to win in New Hampshire. She won't win on a straight up vote. It won't happen. Okay. Now, here's the thing. She's been out there saying how, well, all you're going to have is more controversy and Trump's going to get you want to keep putting up with this over and over. And look, the reason, folks out there, that we must support Donald Trump is the main reason is this. He was the one you voted for and they stole your vote. You know it and I know it, okay? And this is why several hundred thousand, half a million people marched on Washington, D.C., okay, because their votes were stolen. Steal the vote campaign is what it was. They were angry with it, and the right they should have been. Now, had not been for some people getting sick at the last minute, I would have been there too. A bunch of us would have been. We were ready to go, okay? Now, the reason, and that is the reason we have to reelect Donald Trump. Like Trump says, they're coming after us. He's just in their way. But we voted for him. It was Donald Trump we voted for when our votes were stolen by a completely and totally corrupt deep state. And I mean completely corrupted. There's nothing about that anymore that is not completely corrupted. All right, I wanted to go to Sharon in Canada. Pledges 500. Thank you, Sharon. And
they're losing their freedoms bad up in Canada. Yeah. It's a lot worse than even
Carolyn from Ohio pledges 100. Carolyn from thank you. Okay, Joe.
Last night we, especially in the Bible study, were talking about the immorality today and the society going downhill. I found five stories and just from last night till tonight that just fit that. People just kind of hold on because this may shock you, but I'm going to just do the headlines. Kentucky teaching assistant admits having sex with multiple teenage boys across different counties after she was caught messaging kids on Facebook, asking him to sneak out of the house. She was working at a Kentucky elementary school. These boys were young, some 12 years old to 16. And the one boy told her he couldn't get out of the house because mom was awake, so they've got her on tape. She offered him alcohol and oral sex and suggested excuses he could give his mother. Well, the boys couldn't do it. Anyway, it goes on. So there we, like, that's one.
Hold it right there, Joe. We'll be right back.
All right.
Well, the preacher went a-hunting. It was on one Sunday morning. Was against his religion, but he carried his gun along. Well, he shot himself a mighty fine quail and a great big measly hare. But on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. Well, the bear walked out in the middle of the road and up to the preacher, don't you see? That preacher got so excited.
Yeah, I want to dedicate that song to Pastor Joe. Yep. All right.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
We are back, folks.
All righty, folks. 888. We've only got, let's see, we've got 25 minutes to call in tonight. You can call in all the way up to midnight. 888-281-1110. We really need to hear from you if you're going to hear from us. And 888-677-9673. And we got to hear from you, or Joe and I could be retired early. Right, Joe?
It's a possibility, yep.
From the already.
I hate to lose all that money we're not making.
Well, you know, the thing of it is all these years, we've gotten the message out. And here's what I'm going to get out right now. And that is Greg Abbott deports over 100,000 illegals from Texas to the blue states. We've been following that. And to these so-called sanctuary cities. Right? Remember, the governor there of Illinois is telling people how, come on in. Remember, the governor of New York, or the mayor of New York, how he was talking about sanctuary cities. Well, and then when they started being shipped there, he changed the story in a hurry. Now, the one in there in Illinois, Elon Musk recently reacted to a fraction of the number of illegal immigrants that have invaded Texas on Joe Biden's watch, saying, open borders will kill America. Now, this comes after Greg Abbott said Texas has moved over 100,000 illegals out of his state into the sanctuary cities, a small number compared to the over 10 million that Biden rolled out the welcome mat for. See, and we keep telling people we're the only ones. Boy, you won't hear any of this on the fake news media. Biden is bringing in as many as he can bring in, folks. He's doing it. He's under the orders of his Communist Party Chinese leaders to bring in, and you're bringing in terrorists. I mean, a lot of terrorists he's bringing in. Right now, this country, the deep state, is ready to start revolution, to start burning cities. Whatever they can do, they are in a panic mode. They are in a panic mode because the corrupt, and I mean the completely and totally corrupt so-called Department of Justice, I mean the completely corrupt now, the FBI. Folks, here, listen. They know. Remember, Hillary said, I heard her say it. She came right out. If Trump gets reelected, we're all going to hang. These are corrupt people, human trafficking. America, the government, the U.S. government is the world's largest purveyor of human child sex trafficking. They know Trump, when he gets back in office, what he said he would do. And he was right when he said that they're coming after you. I'm just in their way. Folks, they're in complete, total compliance with Bill Gates' depopulation. They're in complete, working hand-in-hand with the drug cartels, the deep state, the communists, the wealthy Democrats, pedophiles. And I mean a huge amount of pedophilia amongst the Democratic Party. Folks, I'm going to tell you, it's out there. This is why, and look for election fraud like we've never seen. Look for it, but we have to be ready for it, and the Republicans have got to be a lot smarter than they've been in the past. We're not going to accept it if it means a civil war. Joe, what does the Bible say about that?
Well, which I'm not sure what part, but I mean, it tells us we're to stand in the gap, we're to run to the battle, we are to, well, all the things he told us were active verbs.
All right, so you run into the fight, right?
Yeah, not away from it, to it.
If the cause is a righteous cause?
It's extremely righteous. We're ruining the nation he gave us. Just to go along with what you just said, Illinois Governor Pritzker is begging Texas Governor Greg Abbott, stop sending the migrants, we can't handle them. He's begging. New York Governor Hochul is traveling to D.C. to plead for stronger border. She's pleading for a stronger border, blaming New York, blaming the federal government for the crisis. So you have even these you know, Democrats are screaming, this is killing us. They can't handle it. So that tells the story faster.
Well, the answer is to those Democrats is to vote for Trump, isn't it?
It would be, you'd think, but of course they don't think that way. That's using logic. That's common sense. You know.
Yeah.
I could. I'd like to. I've got four more headlines I'd like to throw that validates everything we've been teaching for the past couple nights.
All righty, go ahead.
These are two examples out of about 10 stories. Florida teacher, art teacher, films sex acts with her eighth grade student. 24 videos. Marie Jo Gordo, 29. They've got the 29 videos. All right. So here she is with an eighth grade student filming this stuff. Chicago public school system. Hundreds of new sexual abuse allegations should get the attention of all. ZeroHedge.com. They were total over the short period of time here. 446 total sexual allegations, going from abuse to acts to overcome, you know, touching, comments, all kinds of things, plus eight cases of adult child abuse that they are trying to prosecute. Next, man, this is in Daily Mail, but it's in Brooklyn. Man who got five women pregnant at the same time hosts joint baby shower for all the mothers-to-be, leaving the internet in an uproar. London Daily Mail. Yep. This young black gentleman has got five women, three black, two white, if it matters, all pregnant at the same time. So what did he do? He threw a baby shower for all of them. And they, so I'm looking at a picture of the beaming dad-to-be surrounded by five proud pregnant women, along with a caption reading, "Welcome, little Zeddy Willis, 1, 2, 5. Nobody seems to be too embarrassed. One of the women, "We love our baby daddy," and a blah, blah, blah. Sickening.
And you know, finally, you know what, Joe? You know, in the Bible, it doesn't say that he's a gentleman, Joe. And you know what the Bible says? In fact, in Hosea chapter 4, it said he's a whoremonger.
Whoremonger.
You see, when you're shacking up, see, when you're breeding with five unmarried women, or even if they are married to somebody else.
Yeah, I guess they're unmarried.
Then what you have is you've got a whoremonger. And
exactly.
There you go.
And here is the one that should gut wrench every parent, grandparent in the listening audience. A young child care worker, Hannah Siegel, well, she's got about 10 years experience, and teacher, health care worker, child worker. She wrote, "Fist fighting, fourth graders twerking, teacher rails against parents using social media to raise children." And she's coming up saying these children are being raised on social media by negligent parents that put them in front of a screen. And they have too early exposure to social media, lacking parental attention. This is creating behavioral issues in the children. They're bullying. They're over-sexualized. They're overly aggressive. The parents have let the school and after-school programs, and when they're sitting at the dinner table after not seeing them all day, what do? The kids put a tablet in front of their face. The parents aren't talking to the children. They don't have relationships. You can't have respect without a relationship. The parents, she said, seem to be frightened of their children. Starting as early as age 5, these young girls are sexualizing themselves, twerking, dressing in a way that's not appropriate at all. They are materialistic, bullying peers for not owning the newest, cool, trendy brand name item that's being marketed. And she said there are fourth grade girls on the playground twerking to see who can twerk the best. That's shaking your booty in somebody's face. And it goes on and on. It gets worse. The boys are fighting. They are getting violent at younger and younger ages. And it goes on. They're just growing up too fast. The parents aren't disciplining. There's no relationship with parents and child. And different psychologists in the report are coming out and saying that this is very scary. if things don't change, the future could be very scary when these children grow into adults. They have no emotional regulation, no social skills, and they don't know how to carry on conversations because they don't have to. Now, abbreviation for a large report, a lot of information, that is what's going on with society, and who can change it? The mothers and fathers, the grandmothers and grandfathers.
All right, Nancy in Illinois pledges 50. Thank you, Nancy. And the numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We've only got 15 minutes left tonight, and by God's will, we make enough to stay on the stations that you're listening to us on. We've had some very close calls recently, and as you know, last year we had to go off 6 stations, and so hopefully we can stay on the station you're listening to us on. If you want to keep us there, you got to help us.
Exactly. Well, I want to just add one thing. You know, people are always, what can we do? Well, after that last story, we need to start being families again. We need to start being parents again, grandparents. There's a lot you can do. You can have a huge influence on your grandchildren. You can have conversations, read with them, try and get them away from their, books and phones, cell phones, and whatever they call those tablets and all this stuff. Maybe we need to go back to the old paths, you know, where families talk together, grandparents teach children, you know, give some Bible studies to your grandchildren. There's so much that can be done. We just have to start doing it the way it used to be done when we had happy families, intact families, and there was a lot of morality because people turn to God. And that's what we need to do, right, Pastor? We have to return to putting Christ as the head of the family and start putting him first and start putting faith into our lives and, you know, start reading our scripture and living it.
That's exactly what my message was last week, if you remember.
Exactly.
All right. Style, how much time do I have left? All right, Joe. You've got 7 minutes to tell the folks how to get to heaven and avoid hell.
All right. Well, there's some things that God wants you to know that's going to change your life for all eternity. There is only one way to heaven. It's not through religion, the church, the philosophy, good works, clean living, or, you know, hoping for the best. We talked about a study not too long ago that more people believed in heaven than believed in God. A little problem there. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to unto the Father but by me. John 1:12-13, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, born again spiritually. Now, you first have to admit you're a sinner. All of us have sinned. The scripture tells us we've all sinned. There is no one that's perfect except Jesus Christ. And because we are in the fleshly body, it is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh. It's the body that causes the sin. Romans 5:12, whereas by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Now, God says what? The wages of sin are death. Romans 6:23. There's no way around it. You see, he doesn't rate sin. He doesn't put it on a scale of 1 to 10. Sin, the wages of sin is death. Simple, plain, and clear. How do we get away from that? Well, John 3:36, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God will abide in him. We have to be forgiven. You see, the gift of God, the eternal life, comes when what? Well, when we repent of the sin. You see, Romans 6:23, the gift of God is eternal life through who? Through Jesus Christ. We know John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Well, how do we get saved? Romans 10, kind of 9 through 13, tells us we have to confess what? We have to confess two things. We have to confess that we're a sinner and that we need a Savior. We can't save ourselves. We can't pay for our sin any other way than by the sacrifice, Jesus Christ, the blood he shed will what? Wash our sins. We're washed by the blood of the Lamb. So we have to repent of our sins, call upon the Father, ask to be forgiven for the fact that our sins put his Son on that cross where he died a substitutionary death, took your place, my place, Pastor Ernie's place. Jesus died so that we could be saved. His shed blood is what paid the price for our sin. And if we've called upon the Father with a truly repentant heart, then we can call upon Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior, and ask him to be the Lord of our life, that we give ourselves to him completely. We give ourselves to him without hesitation, without reservation. We want him to be Lord of our life. He comes first. And if we do this, he will hear us. He will give us the down payment on eternal life, which is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit will dwell in you. You will become your own high priest. You will become a temple. Your body will become a temple of the living God. You will then become this born-again believer, a child of the kingdom, a son or daughter of God himself in the Spirit. And you will be a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. And from that point on, you begin to grow in strength and faith, and your whole life will change. You will find happiness, joy, peace that you've never, ever known.
1 minute, Joe.
It's a decision only you can make. I can't make it for you. Pastor Ernie can't make it for you. You have to decide, where do you want to spend eternity, in heaven or in hell? Those are only two choices, and there are no unbelievers in either heaven or hell. It's a decision you need to make. If you put it off, well, many people won't be here tomorrow or next week, next month. Who knows how much time before God calls you home. And before that happens, you better make your peace with God Almighty and decide where you want to spend the rest of your life, your eternal life. So do it now. Prayerfully go to prayer, ask God to lead you, guide you, direct you, and he will.
We know, Joe, that every night we have new people listening to the radio program out there. And so every night we'll have people that hear this message for the first time. And so if you've heard that message for the first time, we're just a messenger to come from up above. Well, we're at that time again where we always say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.